When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Giants beat reporter Zach Rosenblatt here from NJ Advanced Media. This is your latest update, powered by the Talk Is Cheap podcast. Now that free agency has come and gone for the Giants, the focus turns to the NFL draft. The Giants will pick 11th overall in the first round, and they could go in a variety of directions. Their biggest needs are an offensive line and edge rusher. This isn't considered a great class of pass rushers, so it might be considered a reach to pick a player like that at number 11, but it shouldn't be entirely ruled out. Some candidates at that position include Miami's Jalen Phillips, a player with durability questions that had 8 sacks in a dominant season in 2020. Another is Georgia's Azeez Ojulari, who had 9.5 sacks last year. And then there's Michigan's Kwity Paye, a raw talent that wasn't especially productive in college, getting 11 sacks in 4 years. If they go with an offensive lineman, the top 2 candidates would be Northwestern's Rashawn Slater and USC's Elijah Vera Tucker, both who have the versatility to play guard or tackle. The Giants could use a new starter at right guard or left guard, and Matt Peart right now is a question mark at right tackle after only playing a limited role as a rookie. Offensive line and edge rusher might be their biggest needs, but it doesn't mean that's the only position they might draft in the first round. After their spending spree in free agency, bringing in players like Kenny Golladay and Adoree Jackson, they are in good position to simply pick the best player available. Some candidates for that include Alabama wide receiver Devontae Smith, Alabama wide receiver Jalen Waddle, Florida tight end Kyle Pitts, Alabama cornerback Patrick Surtain, Penn State linebacker Micah Parsons, and a wild card, Alabama defensive tackle Christian Barmore. If everybody in that group was available, the most likely pick would be either Pitts or Devontae Smith, both of whom would add serious weaponry to the offense around quarterback Daniel Jones. Remarkably, Dave Gettleman has been a GM for 8 drafts between the Panthers and Giants, and has never traded back a single time in his entire GM career, which spans 55 picks. That's a remarkable statistic that doesn't make much sense strategically. If a QB falls to number 11 this year, maybe Gettleman will change his mind. If a player like Mac Jones or Justin Fields is there, then a quarterback-needy team might be willing to trade some draft assets to move up on the board. The Giants only have 6 picks in this draft, so that would be something they should consider. For all the latest Giants news, turn to the sports section of NJ.com and download the Talk Is Cheap podcast wherever podcasts are available.